And our time now approaching 8:30 on this Thursday morning from FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City. It's my pleasure speaking with Nate Carr. We talk with him from time to time. He's a conservation officer for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for both Hamilton and Hardin counties, and joins me this morning here in the studio as we do another Community Corner, first time together in 2024. And Nate, a very good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning.
And glad to have you along, and Happy New Year and all that. So yeah, we were just talking kind of off period time for good folks like you, but keeping an eye on the conservation activities here in our north central Iowa area, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the hunting seasons are tend to slow down this time of year, so mm-hmm. activity drops off a bit. But we do start to see, you know, an uptick in winter activities, of course.
Yes.
And, of course, with the new year comes new license renewals, mm-hmm. things of that nature. So we always want to remind people to double-check that stuff before they head out. Fishing license, hunting license for a harvester would have all expired January 10th. And so make sure you double check that before you try to go ice fishing or maybe do a little coyote hunting or things of that nature. The fur bear seasons, most of which will continue on through the end of February. So make sure you've renewed that for the new season. If you're signed up for auto renew or something like that, you still want to go ahead and get on and double check. Sometimes we'll run into folks who've have their account linked up with a credit card that they've switched over or canceled, mm-hmm. and it's no longer renewing the way they thought it would. So whether you think you have it or not, it's always a good idea just to double check, make sure you're squared away in that regard. Also expiring December 31st would have been registrations for snowmobiles and ATVs and OHVs. And of course, we've got plenty of snow on the ground right now.
Yes, we do. Yeah, and so, more to come, I guess.
Yeah. So I'm already starting to see some snowmobile tracks, and I'm sure we'll see a lot more throughout the next month or two, pending weather conditions. But again, just make sure you've got current registration on there. So you need to have something that says 2024, of course. Registration decals need to go on the front of your snowmobile or on the back of your ATV, OHV, somewhere that's visible and affixed. And can be seen easily. So, also on snowmobiles, you need to have that user permit affixed to the front as well. So whenever you're putting these things on, make sure it's dry, clean conditions so that that adhesive layer, gets on there good and doesn't peel off later on. Sometimes those cold temperatures can have an effect on that. So
I can't believe the cold temperatures would do that after what we've been through last week.
Yeah.
Around 20 below, thereabouts.
Yeah, we've certainly seen the extremes. So anytime yep. you mix that cold and moisture, it's really hard on those stickers. So keep a receipt just in case something does fly off, or you can go and try and get a duplicate or things like that. As far as ATVs and OHVs, again, they also expired December 31st. Residents don't need the user permit on those, but a non-resident ATV operator would need to get that user permit and have that on there when operating on public land, public ice, different trails throughout the state, things of that nature. And of course, whether you're operating snowmobiles or you're going ice fishing, we want to highly encourage ice safety and checking ice conditions before going out on any kind of body of water. So different things. Keep in mind, the DNR recommends a minimum of 4 inches quality ice for fishing, at least 5 inches for snowmobiles and ATVs. Something to consider is that ice forms at different rates on different bodies of water, just depending on where you're at in the state, size and depth of a different body of water, or whether it's the river or lake. Rivers tend to, have about 15% weaker ice than a lake would, for example. Different things that stick up through the ice, like rocks, trees, docks, those tend to conduct heat and create weaker ice around them that's, a little less stable. So try to avoid those objects. Keep in mind, there may be some of those objects under the snow. With these conditions, we've got a lot of snow and drifts that can hide potential hazards. So be cognizant of where you're driving around. Some other tips, things we'd like to keep in mind. That snow that I'm talking about also provides a layer of insulation over the ice, which can, slow down the growth of ice. And as we look in the forecast, we do have warmer temperatures, which I'm kind of looking forward to. But
I think we all are there, Nate.
But again, that's not necessarily good for ice growth. especially if it ends up raining a little bit. So, you know, look at that stuff as well before going out. But a lot of just general tips to keep in mind. No ice is 100% safe. But new ice is usually stronger than old ice. You know, you want to avoid off-colored snow or ice. You know, anything that's slushy or honeycomb, you want to stay away from. Don't go out alone. Try to communicate where you're going and when people can expect you back. Continue to check the ice thickness as you move from spot to spot. Be cognizant of where water may be coming into a body of water, where, you know, it's feeding in from a creek or a tile. That can create thin spots, things to just look out for. And of course, I'll kind of end on other safety considerations when operating ATVs and snowmobiles. We also want to just remind people that any type of motor vehicle, including snowmobiles and ATVs, any kind of operation under the influence is always a bad idea. So combining alcohol, drugs with driving, anything like that, not only increases your chance of an accident, but it's against the law in those public settings. And so we want to discourage any kind of that behavior as well.
Well, I presume with all this frozen weather we've had there, Nate, that I think it's ideal for doing ice fishing right now. I mean, we have nowhere near the freezing point of this at this juncture anyway, until maybe next week. But it is safe at this point to do some ice fishing around from what you've heard in Hamilton and Hardin counties.
Yeah, I'm starting to see some activity on the ice. Some guys taking ice shacks out. I couldn't tell you the exact thickness, just because, like you said, that does vary from spot to spot. But yeah, right now we do have some ice that's, you know, typically safe to get out on and do a little bit of ice fishing.
Mm-hmm. And there are no new rules for hunters, or we should say for those who enjoy the great outdoors. I'm sure there's no big change whatsoever here in 2024, already 18 days into it.
Yeah, we're not looking at a lot of big changes right now. I guess one small thing that comes to mind, this was more of a change last year, but it's going to remain in effect. So as it's been for a long time, the coyote season is a continuous season. But one thing that was new last year and will continue on is that raccoon season will remain open. There are some different restrictions. The season remains open on private land only. So public land, it will shut down after the end of February for raccoon hunting or trapping. But the season does continue on private land.
Okay. So again, coyote season, that goes all year round.
Yep. Coyote will be year round, and as well as coons on private land.
All right. So that's something to look forward to. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Carr, this morning?
I'll probably do it for now.
All right. So Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR with some rules to keep in mind as we're already into our brand new year of 2024. And Nate, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate that.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All right. Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR.